Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise from Balance Me Coaching. I'm here to share a burnout story. I've got Tricia with me. Hi, Tricia.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at the moment?
Okay, so I'm currently working as a housing stability worker. So with that, I work with the homeless population, the marginalized population. We assist them in getting homes. We assist them with, you know, getting their mental health care, with if they have court dates or parole. We help them with getting to all their appointments. And we just try to keep them as safe as possible. So that's my full-time job. I also run a nonprofit called the WISE Initiative. And what that is we work with women from youth to seniors. I'm just basically giving them that social connection, that, you know, peace of mind, making sure their daily necessities are met in terms of groceries, if they need groceries, you know, stuff for babies, if they need babies, just workshops. So we try to get from the youngest to the oldest as much as we can. And we do what we can to help and assist them and just to make their lives a little bit better as well.
And you're a mom too.
Yes, I am a mom to a wonderful she just turned 8 actually. A wonderful 8-year-old who keeps me on my toes for sure.
That's great work that you're doing. Yes. Now I understand you went through a bad burnout time.
Absolutely. So in the height of this pandemic, when it first started, I think because I work with the vulnerable population, you know, we still had to be out in the streets and work with them and reach out to them. And eventually it started taking a toll because I'm worrying about being sick. My daughter has a compromised immune system, so I'm worried about bringing something back to her. And then it's just because a lot of people were backing away from their roles, it was just like more work is placed upon you. So I just became really stressed out. I became like my mental health was declining severely. And, you know, it came to the point where I had a breakdown. I literally had a breakdown. I laid in my closet and I bawled my eyes out. I'm like, I cannot do this anymore because it's affecting me like in ways I didn't think it would, because I think of myself as a strong person, but this really broke me. And I'm just like, I cannot do this anymore. So I had to take a step back. I had to be like, is this worth my mental health? Is this worth affecting how I parent my child? So, you know, I had to be like, I need a leave of absence. I need to take a break. And I've been off work since. I just can't find myself to go back yet. I'm just not there yet.
So a lot of times women that are in burnout don't realize they're in burnout because you're so overwhelmed and exhausted. What are the symptoms that you had when you were in burnout?
So I started getting panic attacks a lot more than I normally would have. And they just kept coming back to back to back to back. And I was having anxiety. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't sleep. My insomnia was through the roof. I was just stressed. I was losing weight. And I'm just like, I'm not eating. I'm like, I'm not taking care of myself. I couldn't. And that's how I realized like, okay, something is wrong. I tried to ignore it, which is bad, as much as I could. But then when it got that severe, I was just like, no, because I don't want to jeopardize my clients as well in terms of their mental health if I make a mistake because I'm not at my best.
Absolutely. I guess what steps did you take to help yourself with the burnout?
So I think the first thing I did was I called my doctor and I was just like, listen, I need help. I don't recommend this, but I had stopped taking my anti-anxiety medication because I thought, you know, I've been so good over the last couple of years. Why do I still need to take it? So I had stopped taking it right before the whole pandemic hit. And I was just like, I'll be okay. So when that started happening, my anxiety was going crazy. My panic attacks were going to, my doctor was like, okay, let's get you back on the meds. Let's get you back, you know, into therapy. Let's start talking to someone. So those were the first steps I took, was reaching out to someone who can help me.
Wonderful. So when you were, you know, treating yourself for burnout, what type of support did you have?
So I live in a city where it's really just me and my daughter. My closest relative is like 2 hours away. So I've always felt a little bit alone, and I've always been like, my thing was I needed that social connection. So I started reaching out to people and just be like, hey, I'm not okay. Can we talk? Can, you know, I just need someone to vent to. But in terms of venting, I make sure I don't put my stress on them. I just be like, help me to get through this, to process this. So I just reaching out is what kind of help is, having that connection or that safe person that you can talk to.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I find with myself doing the coaching and helping women through burnout. A lot of times it's just getting it out and getting that release.
Yeah.
Now, working in the mental health field, it's very hard to protect your own energy. Do you have any things that you do? Like, I know with Gabby Bernstein, she does the cloak or the cleansing prayers and things like that. What do you use to protect your own energy?
So what I do is I meditate and I pray to the universe to, you know, just give me the strength I need to not take on more energy than I can bear. And I started doing Reiki as well. So that kind of just cleansed the energy that whatever it is I am taking in, I don't bring it into my home. So when I get home, I sit in my garage. I do a couple minutes of deep breathing just to leave that energy out there and not bring it inside. And I realize it really does help just to be in that mindful moment, to be aware of this is not the energy that I want and I don't want it on me or in my home. And I just take that moment to just cleanse myself before I come inside.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's so important. So are there any other practices that you can share with us that you've done to help you in burnout?
I journal a lot. I write everything down because I know with myself, I keep things inside and that starts to over time boil over. So what I've started doing is writing everything down. I, even the smallest of feeling thought, I'm mindful of every time I get an anxiety, I write down what triggered it. You know what I mean? So I work my way backwards in a sense to not allow it to continue to trigger me. So I try to identify my triggers, which is really important. And I address them. I combat those with positive affirmations and positive thoughts and just flipping it. What is it that I'm really afraid of that's going to happen? I'm safe. I'm in my home. No one's here to hurt me. You know what I mean? And I just talk myself through these panic attacks and anxiety attacks.
That's great, because yes, this is another thing that I go into, is creating that awareness. And when you do figure out your triggers, what is it? Switch it around.
Yeah, absolutely.
It around so that it's a positive thing. Great talking to you. Is there anything else for the last words to our audience on burnout?
I just want to say, listen to your body. Your body knows best. Your body knows when you are not okay. Your mind, it won't work together. Your mind and body will not work together if you are not okay. So listen to those messages that your body is sending you and just be mindful. Take a break if you need to. It's not the end of the world if you need to take a step back. Don't ever be afraid to put yourself first.
Thank you for your time today, Tricia. And thank you so much for sharing that burnout experience. I'm so happy that you were able to reach out for help, as that's really important. Now, this is Denise signing off, and I help women globally create balance and happiness in their lives. So if you're struggling with stress, overwhelm, or burnout, please reach out to me. That's what I'm here for. So thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.